I mean, for Farsley Celtic, you've been on an incredible run. It has come to an end. You've had a defeat or two, but not a bad bit of momentum for the side at the minute.
No, certainly not. I think the last 16 games, I think we've got one defeat and two draws and the rest are wins in the league, which is a really, really good achievement, to be fair. We'd have took it, I think we started the running at the start of November, and if we could have been in the same position now, I think we'd have took it, if I'm honest.
When you look at that run, I mean, how was it to be a part of that run? Because it really was the case. Every time you had a look at the result, it was another win for Farsley Celtic.
Yeah, it was really good. We've got a really good group of lads, and obviously the management at the club are really good and professional and everything like that. And we've got a good team spirit here. And obviously, winning's a habit. So is losing. We were a bit of another club on a bit of a bad run earlier on in the season, and that were a habit of losing. But then we just got a bit of a winning mentality. Obviously, we picked up the defeat last week to Bursko, but there's 12 games left, so hopefully there's no reason why we can't go on another run.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? If you go on another run, the playoffs might just happen.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. That's the target, if I'm honest. We want to get in that playoffs. We've outlined the games that we should be picking maximum points up in with the ability that we've got in our dressing room. But there is still a lot of obviously hard work to do. It's really, really tight. There's probably five or six clubs fighting out for that last playoff spot, it's looking like. So there's a big sort of two and a half months left of the season for us now.
And I mean, when you look at the upcoming games, you're facing teams who are near the bottom of the table now. Some would say that makes it a bit easier, but the argument's also there. These are teams that are fighting for everything, so it'll be just as tough.
Yeah, exactly. We played, obviously, Kendal the other night, and if you're looking at the league table, you're thinking we should be picking up 3 points from that. And Kendal gave us a really, really hard game, if I'm honest. We came away with a 1-1 draw. Really tough conditions on a Tuesday night away. But that's no excuse. With the ability we've got, we should be picking up 3 points, but Kendal made it really difficult with us. A bit like what Harrogate Railway did at home. When we went on that run, we did beat them by a couple of goals, but the game didn't really reflect the scoreline, if I'm honest. That was probably the most difficult game we had in our winning run, was probably Harrogate Railway at home. So I think the games that we're having down the bottom, because they're fighting, tend to be a little bit harder.
And obviously, I mean, when you look at the side, when you joined again, you could have ended up being in a bit of a relegation battle if this fantastic run hadn't happened. So you know what it's like to be in there.
Yeah, definitely. I think when I come in, I think the club were second bottom. We brought in a few different personnel as well, and good lads to the club, and it helped kick on. When we sort of went on this run, before the first game of the run, we sat down and we all worked out what we need on a points to game ratio. And we knew with the ability that we had that we could go on this run. And O'Neill, obviously the gaffer, had said in previous interviews that it's only a matter of time before we start getting results with the football and the brand up, the way we're playing. And he was right, and we did pick up the results. We just need to go on another run now. We obviously lost the first goal last week, and then the boys were picked up a really good win on Saturday against Ossett Albion, who were up there, so that was a really good win in the derby. We have dropped a few points at Kendal away during the week, but it's essential that we get back to winning ways on Saturday, really.
And I mean, it must have been quite a weird time for yourself, quite an emotional time. I know during your time at Tadcaster, you became friends with Sonny Lang, and obviously, unfortunately, she passed away. She's somebody who you're playing for at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. Sonny's a really close friend of mine, and obviously all the boys at Tadcaster, everybody at the club, it's a very family-knit club, it's Tadcaster. Anna, so his mum works at the club, Sonny works behind the bar, so everyone kind of knows each other, so yeah, definitely. I know her mum does come down and watch us down at Farsley now a few games, she's been down now, moved down there. Definitely we'll be, she'd be happy if we got into the playoffs anyway, and also if Tadcaster went up in their league as well, which they're flying in that league, I know she'd be delighted with that as well.
And I mean, on the day after, I mean, there were a load of occasions which took place. I know Farsley Celtic had a minute's applause. I know Tadcaster did in Pickering Town. And it just shows what she meant to everyone in Yorkshire.
Yeah, definitely. She was a very, very big character. If anybody knew her personally, they'll vouch for that. But yeah, it was brilliant as well from the football community for everyone to come together. And it showed what a good family community that football can bring, and all the positives that go along with football as well, especially non-league. Everyone kind of knows each other. And it was a really, really nice day as well for her and her family.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? Now, it'd be great if all the teams that had an association with her could end the season on a big positive note.
Yeah, definitely. I think, obviously, hopefully, fingers crossed, it all works out. We can get in the playoffs. Tadcaster will get promoted. And Pickering as well, they're on a great run. Obviously, I know their gaffer, Paul and Denny, that are up there. And they've got a really, really strong side. They've got a lot of the lads that played at Tadcaster last year, with a few additions of the lads that are already at Pickering, who were very good players. And I think if Pickering had had that squad that they've got now at the start of the season, I think they'd probably have been up there challenging as well. So hopefully they can keep their run going and have a positive season, and then they can kick on next year as well.
And I mean, looking at the table now for Farsley, it's ninth at the minute, but there's only 5 points in it to get into them playoff places. So like you were saying, one more good run and the playoffs should be within reach.
Yeah, definitely. That's a target. If I'm honest, if we don't make the playoffs, we obviously have gone on a really good run, but we'd be disappointed not to. We just need to kick on Saturday now. It's a bit of a cliche, taking one game at a time, I know, but that's what we need to do. We need to concentrate on getting the 3 points on Saturday. We've got training tonight, so obviously work on a few things for Saturday, and then kick on from there, really. But yeah, like I said, it is a cliche, but we do need to just take one game at a time and see where we end up, keep picking the 3 points up and see where we end up at the end of the season.